Good afternoon. My name is Christoph Bales. Today I'm going to talk about a new open source project we've been starting. The project's aim is to create a book that describes what most compiler developers should know about security. The name of the project is LL SoftSec Book, which is short for Low Level Software Security Book. Let me start with summarizing the key aspects of this new open source project. I'll then go into more detail in the following slides. The aim of this project is to create a book to educate compiler developers on all aspects of software security relevant to them. We do hope that the book will also be of interest to other developers working on system software. The reason we decided to start this project is that as compiler developers, we see that in recent times we end up working more on security-related aspects. While working on those, at least some of us feel we could use deeper expertise from time to time. After having looked around, it seems there is no great educational material available specifically for compiler developers. So we thought it would be a good idea to try and create such material. We also thought it would be good to create it as an open source project. By enabling more experts to contribute and by making it freely available, we hope we can multiply the positive impact this book can have. The status is that we really just started this project. Some initial pieces of content are written, but probably more than 90% of the content still needs to be written. Maybe the main reason I'm talking about the project today, at this early stage of development, is that we are looking for help. We welcome help in the form of reviewing existing or new content, suggestions for improvements, and new pieces of original content. In the end, our goal with this open source book is to make compilers better. More specifically, we hope that this book will help raise the security-related expertise with many compiler developers. In turn, we hope that will result in better implemented security features and in fewer attacks succeeding in breaking hardening features. Let me go into a bit more detail on the reasons why we started this open source book. We've observed that many of our compiler developer colleagues more often work on security-related features than in the past. We also observe that from time to time, we're missing some deeper insights into how hardening features do block attackers both in theory and in practice. Or at least sometimes we feel we don't have enough background insights to be sure enough about the design and implementation trade-offs we're making when implementing security features. This seems to be true not only at the company I work for, but across the industry. In some cases, it may be that there simply isn't any theory or enough practical understanding by anyone to be fully comfortable about a particular design decision. But in many cases, we probably could make more informed design decisions if the collective knowledge about security aspects of code generation were more easily available. After looking around, we did not find great educational material to help us overcome the lack of expertise. We did find a lot of detailed descriptions of how a specific exploit manages to work around a hardening feature implemented by a compiler, but we did not find much material that explains how to think about a class of exploits or how a particular code generation strategy may affect the probability of success for a class of exploits. More than a year ago, I thought I'd just write up what I thought was relevant for myself, and I initially thought it could fit on a few pages. But I quickly realized there was probably on the order of 100 pages to be written, even when sticking to essentials. I also realized that by trying to write up an easy-to-understand description of what I thought I knew, there were gaps in my knowledge in the details. So, trying to write up how classes of exploits work and how to mitigate against them helps me to understand the issues better. I believe that is called the Feynman technique to learn something. I do believe it's worth creating a book describing what compiler developers should know about security aspects of code generation. First, as already said, compiler engineers are working more and more on security-related features. Secondly, by making the book publicly available, rather than just write something up for myself or my close colleagues, it can have a much wider impact. Thirdly, by making the book not only public but also open source, we can get input from other experts more easily. That can make the book only better. I also hope that by creating one more forum where experts can discuss publicly, it could also help a bit to further strengthen the community of low-level software security experts. While the book is focused on compiler developers as the target audience, I expect that many of the topics covered will also be interesting to other system software developers, such as firmware or kernel developers. To make it as easy as possible both to contribute to the book and to consume it, we thought the most recent Creative Commons Attributions license was best suited for this book. It's also known as the CC BY 4.0 license. We've created the project on GitHub a few months ago. The URL for it is github.com/llsoftsec/llsoftsecbook. Since then, my initial focus was on implementing the basic build system for the book. The book is written in Markdown. Pandoc is being used to convert that Markdown source to both an HTML and a PDF version. Continuous integration has been set up to check that the book builds correctly on every pull request and commit. A live copy of the latest version of the book is automatically published as a GitHub Pages page at the URL shown at the top of the slide, llsoftsec.github.io/llsoftsecbook. The majority of the chapter content and sections still needs to be written. We expect that as we write more content, we may discover that it'll be best to make some changes to the overall structure of the book. As of now, the book has the following structure. It starts with an introductory chapter. Then there's a chapter on everything related to memory vulnerabilities, such as buffer overflows, ROP, JOP, DOP attacks, and how the various classes of mitigations work to block those exploits. The third chapter aims to describe how covert and side channels work, with the next two chapters then covering attacks making use of side channels. I've decided to split this into two chapters, one for side channels where the attacker needs physical access to the system, and one where the attacker does not need physical access. A sixth chapter covers supply chain attacks, which have been in the news a lot recently. And then there's a chapter for all other relevant topics that do not fit the other chapters and may not need a full chapter on their own. I hope that in the past few minutes, I managed to explain why we believe we need to write a book on software security for compiler engineers. The project is currently in an early phase of development and we're looking for help. You could help in various ways, which include, but are not limited to, sharing your ideas for new content, sharing your ideas on any other way the book could be improved, reviewing existing and new content, writing new content, and sharing this project and talking about this with everyone you think could be interested in it. Some ways you can reach out are by raising a GitHub issue, raising a pull request, or starting a discussion thread. You can also reach out to me personally at the email on the slide. I hope I convinced you of the usefulness of the project, and I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
Okay, I think we're live. Very nice. I hope you enjoyed the video just now. And we do have Christoph with me right here. If any of you have any questions, please feel free to type in the message box below. And yeah, and perhaps just to get us started, Christoph, if you want to just expand a little bit about the GitHub page and where do you see the future of this textbook sort of in the long term view.
Right, right. So, my thoughts on creating this is basically me myself. I want to learn more about how to, as a compiler writer, know all the things I should know about security. I know a thing or two, but not all the things. And so that's why I'm really motivated to create this open source project. And so what's there right now is like the framework for a book with a few pieces of content filled in. And me and a few other people I work with were writing some pieces bit by bit still. So probably I'm expecting in the coming week one or two more pieces to be up for review. But we really can, so like it's not set in stone what the best structure for this book is. We're having a incremental development process, so to speak. And so as we write, maybe we discover that there's new pieces of content that we need to write, or maybe we should structure it a bit differently, and then it's easier to like have a nice structure that you can keep in your head about all aspects of security that the compiler writer should know about. I can say that already. For example, there we now have the start of a chapter on supply chain attacks. Like in the very first version that was on GitHub, that wasn't there. That was someone else working in compilers, working on supply chain attacks, thinking, suggesting, hey, maybe that should be added. And so basically, we're looking for help from anyone to contribute ideas on what should be there, ideas on what can be improved in the book, how the structure could be improved. Even just reviewing what's there, like probably as you can all hear, I'm not a native English speaker, so I'm very sure that everything I write, even just grammatically, that there are things that could be improved. So all of that is very welcome.
Cool, awesome. We do have a question asking about, is there a rough timeline for this project? And when do you see a sort of, are there milestones you've planned or others? When would we call like a finish, for example?
Right, so, I'm not going to put any dates on it. Like a true open source project, this is based on how much time people have available to contribute. I am reserving some of my time to make sure that we get the ball rolling. And then there's one or two more people currently reserving some of their time to get the ball really rolling. And personally, I think it would be awesome if like by next year we would have a first draft of the basics of everything that we should mention are in there. That would be awesome. But it boils down to the more contributors, reviewers, people filing bug reports or ideas for improvements. It boils down to, will there be enough people helping with that? So that will be the thing that mainly determines how quickly we progress.
Right. Yes, another question we have is, what would be the advice for different sort of compiler engineers working on different parts or sections of the book? Are they mostly going to be different, or can they sort of write parts of the book and then will be similar type of sort of things they write for another part? Or is there anything they should know before they dive into to the book itself?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I hadn't thought about like a front-end engineer or a back-end engineer. Should they think differently about security, or should different parts of the book be interesting to them? It might be like, I'm trying to think out loud, like I'm guessing that things like cache side channels might be more interesting to like back-end engineer, because to mitigate that, you work more closely like the individual instructions, but then some other parts might be more relevant to front-end engineers. Like the example for supply chain attacks, maybe I'm guessing that maybe that's, well, it's probably relevant to all compiler engineers, but maybe specifically relevant to maybe whoever is managing the development of a tool chain and everything around that and that kind of thing. So I do think that the different sections of, well, I would expect that there will be some contents that will be relevant for no matter exactly where your expertise is in developing a compiler.
Cool. And yeah.